Hi, this is Laura.
And this is Mike.
And we're just chatting about some issues that have come up over the past week involving theater critics.
Up in Philadelphia, a new critic was hired by the Philadelphia Inquirer. Her name is Toby Zinman. She gives rather negative reviews, and when she gives a negative review, she tends to give very insulting negative reviews. And some of the theaters up there got very upset by this, so they actually started up a blog about the critic herself. And that blog is at consumedwithrage.blogs.com/WeLoveToby. And they've got a discussion board and different comments and different copies of her reviews. It's very interesting to see people that are being criticized going back to criticize the reviewer. That's a pretty good development, I think, in general. So that's developing still. We'll see what ends up happening.
Another interesting controversy that came up this week, Hedy Wise is a theater critic for the Chicago Sun-Times. And she reviewed a workshop that ended up having 8 one-act plays that were performed at the end of this workshop. And she just lamb-blasted them. I think there it was just a matter of miscommunication, because when she called to get it set up, they gave her a press kit and everything. And then she went to this workshop and just blasted it. And people were complaining that you don't do a review of a workshop because it's a work in progress. So I thought that was interesting. And we have links to all these stories on our website. You can go to showbizradio.net because the URLs are really long.
And then a positive article came out this week at the Seattle Stranger. Had an article about Joseph Bowling, who is leaving the Seattle area. He's getting remarried and moving to Indianapolis. But he loves theater so much that he would go to basically every show he could. Children's theater, dramas, musicals, everything. In 2002, he saw 427 shows. Well, after he'd been seeing shows for a while, he put a summary of one on a website that's run by the Theater Puget Sound Conference. A few months after that, he put another comment up. And then he realized, well, I'm going to all these shows, I might as well put a summary up. It's not really a review, but it's just comments about the show. He has no formal training in theater, but he knows what he likes, he knows what confuses him, that type thing, because they're his experiences. He's a regular of the theater scene now. So it's just a very interesting story, and there is a link to this story here at showbizradio.net.
These three situations brought to light the power of critics. And with the larger newspapers, brought up the question of, do theater critics have too much power? Do they weigh in too heavily on seeing a show?
I just finished reading a book by Susan Jacobs. It's called On Stage, The Making of a Broadway Play. It's copyright 1967. It's an old book, but it's really interesting. It talks about a behind-the-scenes, fly-in-the-wall view of a Broadway play. The play was called Johnny No Trump. Go through rehearsals, they go through the writing process of the show, how the sets were built, and then they start doing previews. After the first opening night, they're waiting to see how the theater reviews are going to review the show. And it comes on the radio and TV, and then the New York Times review comes out. And I won't tell you what happened, but the weight of the reviews was very great. So I'm not going to tell you what happened after the reviews came out. But it was really interesting to see the impact in 1967 of theater critics on a show. The Washington Theater Review magazine has just published an interview that they did with Peter Marks, the head theater critic at the Washington Post. It's on their website now, and we have a link to that.
There are lots of ways to get information about theater reviews: websites, radio, TV, newspapers. And we were wondering, what do you think the role of the theater reviewer is?
So if you'd like to share your thoughts, do that here at showbizradio.net and leave your comments, and we'll get an interesting discussion about the impact of theater critics on theaters, on actors, and all those other people that work really hard to bring us these great shows in the area.
And now, on with the show.